A woman in a beautiful red sari sits on a small stool. She holds a basket full of bright orange persimmons and tries to sell her wares. In a matter of seconds, though, water has risen to her calves, then her hips, and then above her head. Her clothes swirl around her as she tries to grab the floating fruit. All of this happens in an elevator-sized tank. The peddler is played by Lua Cheyenne.
When I'm in the tank, it's that frustration of the water coming in, destroying what I've built. And I have very little. I only have these persimmons. That's all I can sell.
Performers get in the tank for 45 minutes to over an hour and try to do everyday things. Besides selling fruit, things like spraying a garden hose or tuning a guitar. Those activities are constantly interrupted by water that rises and falls at different speeds.
You know, it goes from normal to bewilderment because something dramatic happens. You get flooded. and the frustration and the anger, perhaps, as well, around it. And then there has to be some acceptance and building a new normal.
The floating is at the same time beautiful, her clothes billowing around like ink in water. But the scene is also jarring. She's scrambling to breathe. Lars Jan came up with the idea for this project. He says audiences see different things in the tank.
I heard kids argue about whether it was about mermaids or death or dreams. And I've also heard some very inspiring words spoken by climate scientists about how this essentializes and distills some of the very complex science behind climate change.
A couple of years ago, he knew he wanted to do an art piece about water in the 21st century. And as simple as its molecular structure is, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, its role in our world is not so simple.
And that conversation led me to a bunch more research about climate change and glaciers melting and sea levels rising and CO2 and Al Gore talks. And I wanted to make something that was visual and visceral and public.
And while this piece wasn't made specifically for South Florida, the struggle that plays out in this tank clearly reflects the larger relationship this place has with water, rising seas.
We'll need more people to get into those aquariums.
Henry Bersenio teaches and studies the effects of rising seas at Florida International University.
I see the person inside trying to adapt, trying to float and breathe. And I think that's what our cities is going on through right now.
He says in 100 years, the place where this tank is now will look a little bit more like the inside of the tank than the dry sidewalks outside. But he says scientists struggle to communicate that message.
You know, in science, we are used to talk a different language. We are used to the academia. And people are more sensitive to what you present as a piece of art than what you present as a piece of science.
What did you feel?
I felt that I was the one who was swimming there, trying to put my nose out of the water.
But our ocean waters are rising more slowly than the Miami-Dade tap water inside the tank. So the immediacy of the performance art isn't reflected in the real world. And so the response isn't the same, even for Lua Cheyenne, who plays the woman selling the fruit inside the tank. By the end of the weekend, she'll have spent hours in the tank as it floods and drains. She has trouble bringing that understanding into her day-to-day life.
I think I fail. I fail to be this human that can be a bit more kind to nature, because sometimes I'm like, okay, how do I stop using plastic when people keep giving me plastic, right? How do I not use as much water? I try, but I feel like I'm failing, you know? So I do think about all of it, and it's scary.
After this, the piece goes to Athens, London, and Dubai. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.